Okay, at this time, we're going to have Bill Sparks come up and talk about the Treasury report, please.
I'm going to talk to you about the Treasurer's report. It's something I probably shouldn't be doing, but I had to because the Treasurer resigned her job or was not able to complete it. So, as for being the President, I was the President the last 2 years and the Treasurer too. So, that's the long and the short of it. Let's talk about right now we have about $7,000, and that does not include all our contributions from the directory to directory sales and whatever the case may be, and any registrations we've done this weekend. So none of that money has been counted yet. So I think we're going to leave the next administration in pretty good financial shape. But we need to go back and talk about something, and I believe in full disclosure. Just shortly after we started this term, now I'm going to take my time doing this, and if you've got questions, I'll be glad to entertain them. We, at some point, were decertified by the state of Indiana, not the federal government, because I was in charge of the federal. So here's exactly what happened. Back, this started in 2014, and this is from my attorney and the bank officer. In 2014, maybe the treasurer filed the report, maybe she did not, I don't know. But the state of Indiana did not receive tax information from the Alumni Association. So in 2022, during the height of the COVID, they decertified us, which doesn't create a real problem except when you're trying to set up bank accounts. So fortunately, we could work around that, and we did. But I first went to my accountant, and because in order for us to get restored, I went to the accountant. The accountant fumbled around with it and did not do the job. So then I engaged the services at my own expense and got an attorney, and he got the problem to, it's going to now be solved. What we have to do, and we're doing now, is I had to sign papers getting us back certified, and also I have to go online and file 10 years worth of taxes. So that's pretty easy, though. That's not as bad as you might think, because when you're doing 0.00 every year for income, it's pretty easy. So we don't have a lot of income coming in to the Alumni Association. So that is something that I've worked with. So I reached out to Michael Dalrymple, who is an attorney here in town, and Michael's got it under control so that I can give this to Tammy and she can start the bank account flowing again. Not flowing again, but get her name on the account. So are there any questions about that section of the report? I'm sorry.
I have a statement. This is Jackie Ewers.
Go ahead.
Jackie, yes.
She was a comment.
Yes, Jackie.
Sorry, I have a comment about what you just said.
Okay.
Am I free to speak?
Are you what?
Can somebody guide you to the podium?
Yeah, it might be good for you to be on the mic.
You might get closer to the mic. We don't mind your comment.
It'll be easier to hear you.
Okay.
Let's get, we're going to get.
Sounds like she's married. She got a lot of volume out there.
Okay.
I was going to say, I got that much voice.
Tell me the difference between finding ways of doing in the business and teaching.
Okay.
There's a difference.
Yeah. Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute, Corey. Okay, Jackie, are you?
She's on here. I'm on my way here.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm old. I'm older.
Right, I'm already past old.
Keep coming.
Thank you, Tim.
Girl, you don't know what old is yet.
Tell it to my hips.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right, Jackie.
Jackie, the floor is all yours.
I'll stay here.
Okay. Right here. Here, on the porch.
All right.
You're right there.
Right there.
All right, okay. So, I don't know what information that you had, and I wish someone would have reached out to me, but this did not happen in 2014. I left, so when I was in office is when the whole 501c came into being.
Okay.
Yes, so hang on. So, I was in office until 2015. When I left office in 2015, I wasn't sure how to exit. So there was a guy at my church, his name was Rick Fusselman, and he reviewed all the treasurer's report, gave a great compliment to Connie McNeely Bernard Bennett, and said that she did a stellar job. So he went over those books, everything was great, and then he helped me contact the IRS, and I gave them a roster of the new officers.
Okay.
Yes. So we asked, does anything need to be done again? And what they said is then Nancy took over in 15, and she was there till 17. What they said is when Nancy exits, the new people have to make sure that they give them an update of the new roster. So the 2014 information is incorrect. I left in 15 and everything was fine. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Good job.
Okay. First of all, let's explain a couple things. Number one, Jackie, we're not singling your administration out for anything. You did not do anything wrong. Now, when your representative or whoever is helping you, they were talking about federal tax returns. We're talking about state, which is entirely different. It's a business entity report that needs to be completed that was not done, but that wasn't under your administration. So it doesn't matter. Unfortunately, it's happened. I know when it happened, pretty much, in names, but there's no point in getting up here and throwing somebody under the bus. We have to correct the problem now. So that's what we're doing. But I would suggest that any administrations going forward keep everything in a central location, federal and state, and try to use the same business or accounting firm from year to year to year, so we've got somebody to go back on if something goes wrong. But no, Jackie, there's nothing to indicate at all what had happened. I know what happened, but it's not going to be beneficial to get up here and talk about names. And it was not you at all, or Connie, or anything like that. But that's not the point here. We have to correct the problem. So that's what we're doing.
Bill, just say we are correcting it. Yeah.
So, I'm sorry?
Just tell them that we are correcting it.
We are correcting it now. It should be, it may be done as quickly as next week. I hope by the end of next week or the week after. So, when Kevin gets back from his big long trip, he should have a big old report showing the big old thing has been done. Now, so that will be done. So it's not It's no. We need to learn from past errors and not blame or to do anything. That's not the idea up here. But we have to go on, and this is what I'm saying. So we've raised this money. We have no fundraising for the past couple of years except for what those directories you enjoy, I hope you do enjoy, those came from Jennifer and I. We took on the expense of buying all the materials, and everybody wanted them at the same price. So that they paid in 2018, and that was hard to do because the materials cost more, but we were able to absorb that. And we've put over $5,000 in the directories just to make it so. And all of the funds that are collected in the sales from the directory go straight to the treasury of the alumni. There is nothing gained from our part of that. And we're going to continue with the directories, but we'll talk about that later on this afternoon. But any grants that we've done, or the hotel here, because they, you know,
sorry, Bill.
Because it was us on the insurance or on the payment. Now, whatever is owed at the, we have to pay for a balance on the hotel. If they say we owe any money, if we didn't sell enough rooms or we didn't do whatever, get enough people at the banquet or whatever the case may be. So we've tried doing that, but all money has been raised, and we did two restaurant events over the past 4 years where we've raised money, and that was a good thing. So that pretty well wraps up my treasurer's report. Corey, what are you saying? What are you saying, Corey? Tammy can wait for just a moment.
No, it's fine. I was just letting you
know.
Yeah. All right. Is there any questions about these reports? Because I want to give you full disclosure. I don't believe in not doing that.
Mr. President?
Yes.
I realize that we have not put money in from the convention collected, but do we have an actual bank account balance available?
$7,000.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, I can't tell you to the cent. Tammy, it might vary a little bit because we have some outstanding bills coming in.
Okay, so we don't really have, that's my question. We just don't have a clear treasury.
Well, I just as clear as you can get it.
Yeah, I got you.
Considering, and let that stuff settle just a little bit because we have a huge deposit from PayPal, plus we also have some money that we are going to have to deduct because I also had to pay the liability insurance out of our own pocket of $296. So I'm saying to you, that's why I hedged a little bit. I can tell you the exact balance is just at $7,000.
Thank you.
And that was as of Wednesday. But I don't know how much has been taken in for the, you know, how much she's collected from registration. So that's at a pretty big disadvantage when you put me on the spot like that.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. So,
I mean.
Interim. Well.
Yes.
Whatever they call those guys.
Yes. I don't know what to call them.
You're
right.
Elect.
Now.
Elect. I know.
I think if we can do this right now. Is there a vote on the floor to accept the treasurer's report?
Mr. President?
Yes.
Jackie Doerr again?
Yes.
Okay, I haven't been here in a while, so I know in the past we usually waited until Sunday because that's when they usually sit and like count all the money up, and we wait until Sunday so that the treasurer can review what was taken in and give us another number tomorrow.
Yeah. That's going to be hard for you, Bill.
She wants you to wait until...
Okay, yeah, I hear. That's fine.
Mr. President?
Yes.
So this is Dan McCarthy. I think part of the, you know, Tammy yesterday said that that she would accept the nomination or that she, you know, as long as matters were resolved. And so I suspect she's trying to get a sense of what is the resolution, and I understand that you're giving, but you talk about what's coming in, you know, the other side of it is what has gone out, like that 7,000, if that's as close as we can get to exact, then, you know, but if I were Tammy and I, you know, said that I was doing it on, you know, that I would be treasurer based on a sense of resolution. I don't know if I'd feel like it was resolved at this point. And we have an election in a couple of months.
Right. Well, I'd like to at least give you some insight into a few things.
Who are you?
This is Kevin Mattingly.
Oh, some people didn't know.
Okay. Well,
come on over here, Kevin.
Would you please come to the mic, Kevin?
I don't need to go to the mic.
Okay. All right. You don't need a microphone.
All right. He's standing up.
So, I want to explain to you guys a few things. That private grant in 2022 was provided by Bill. A lot of the subsidized things that weren't able to be done because of the bank account and some of the issues with the Treasury were taken up by Bill and Jenny. So, one thing we need to recognize is Bill and Jenny have done everything they can to provide us the ability to continue and maintain our status. We have paperwork to take care of, and that's the bottom line. Once that paperwork is taken care of, and Tammy and I, if she's elected, she'll be treasurer-elect because we do need to get some things straight, and that means working with Bill to clarify a few things, and we'll do that. That way, you know, so we need to recognize the contributions of Bill Sparks. So, in full disclosure, as Bill would say,
yeah,
we owe it, and we need to find ways to work with what we have and address the information that needs to be taken care of.
We're not trying to hide any information at all.
I wasn't suggesting that at all.
Right. Well, I understand.
I've been for a long, long time, and so I'm not trying to step where I don't belong.
No, I understand.
You belong.
You belong, and you have a right to your opinion.
Yep.
But
I think what you said, Kevin, is exactly right. Yeah. We should commend the work that, you know, under challenging circumstances, COVID, all of it, and I think the other thing I said to Alice over here is, I think the best thing for us to do is to say, okay, we were decertified for a while, we're figuring it out, let's go forward, let's be a proud alumni organization, and let's not point fingers at anybody.
Correct.
Because this happens a lot in small nonprofit organizations.
Right, like, because
this is a regular occurrence, and it's way too easy to happen. There are some ways we can keep it from happening that we talked about, you know, or lessen it. But move on and, you know, stop, like, kind of get over the hurt that's been built over this thing.
Right.
That's the best thing for us to do.
Well, I want to get it resolved and go on because we have important work to do to continue working. And we can't let petty jealousies or petty things from members or snipes or whatever to stop us from doing what we have to do. Yeah, maybe we've made it a little easier for you over the past X number of years because we have subsidized. You know, I remember 2 years ago we gave a grant for rooms and very few people even noticed it or cared. Up to $5,000. I mean, you know, that's just the way it is. You expect that. You just go on. You deal with it. You go on. We got to do it for the right reasons, and we have to keep this on track and keep it going. And I pledged to Kevin, when Kevin and I have talked several times, I pledged to Kevin that we would resolve this and we would work together. And that's why I gladly stepped aside so that we could be a unified alumni going forward and we could work together to do things. So Kevin's going to let me work in the background and do my things from Florida, right, Kevin?
Yep.
Yeah.
He provides the beer when I'm down in Naples. So.
Right. Yeah. So I owe Kevin's wife a dinner already because she came and helped me fix the speaker. So, you know, we got to do what we got to do. But, so, guys, we're going to get it done. So, Tammy, you're welcome to see our accounts at any time. You have, we have nothing hiding, nothing whatsoever. But I will tell you as an organization, I will before we leave tomorrow, you better get your act together. You better start fundraising and you better start working together because there won't be somebody maybe like myself here always to bail you out of these circumstances when they couldn't get in the hotel and we, you know, so just work together. Let's make this the strongest alumni we can, and that would be the best way of, what is it they said, paying thanks, or what is that song? Paying it forward. Right, well that was our intentions. And I want it to be your intentions of paying it forward. Work together so that we can raise money and work with Kevin and his officers to get this done. And we'll be talking later on today when we honor the people for the directories. But you think of the people like Jerry Kors, and you think of Jenny and the people that took the hours and hours and hours to transcribe all of that and use their own equipment and those types of things to get it done. You know, that's a lot of work. And it took about 2 years almost, maybe because I'm slow and old. I don't know. It took a little longer than what we wanted to. But in the year, Jackie, you're a pretty good historian. We had over 300 names or something in 2018. This year we had 1,500 names. And we're going to go bigger and better. But we'll talking about that more today.